This is the week Apple TV Plus debuts, the latest new streaming service to try and capture some of the Netflix audience. But on paper, it sounds kind of sketchy. Apple only has 8 series debuting on Friday, compared to thousands of movies and TV shows on Netflix and Amazon Prime, and 3 of them are aimed at kiddies. But this is Apple, a company that can buy its way into your hearts, but can it stay there? I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. Apple is charging $5 monthly for TV Plus, the lowest price for any major subscription service. But there's a catch. If you buy an iPhone, iPad, Mac computer, or iPad Touch, you get TV Plus for free for 1 year. Not a bad catch. Apple sells over 250 million of these products yearly, so you know that that means a whole lot of people are going to subscribe to TV Plus overnight. Netflix has 160 million subscribers. 100 million people pay for Amazon Prime and just over 30 million for Hulu. Of course, remember that for Amazon Prime, most of the people are paying for the expedited shipping, not the entertainment. Let's say 10% of Apple's customers take up the company on the free offer. That's 25 million subscribers, and I think it's going to be way higher, more like the 100 million area. Again, can Apple hold on to these people as paying subscribers? We'll see. Let's assume that Apple starts filling its cupboard. It has about a year to do it, and it's clearly going to need more than 8 shows to keep folks paying for the service. Of the TV Plus fare, the programming getting the most buzz is The Morning Show, a backstage TV drama with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, a What If the Space Race Had Never Ended drama, and the return of Oprah Winfrey's Book Club. Apple TV is going to be available on the Apple TV streaming box, Roku and Amazon Fire TV devices, computers, and select new Samsung TVs. Unlike other products from Apple, you can't sign up as you're listening right now to this service like you could if a new iPhone was coming out and there's those pre-orders. There are no pre-orders for the Apple TV Plus. You're going to have to wait till Friday, November 1st. What do you think, listeners? Do you have room in your budget for yet another streaming service? I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. And I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.